recently, I'm not, my message is, was in the evening, we won't be there. But as I was praying, it was interesting how, as we pray, I'm praying, you know, I'm praying, while you're praying, you're talking. And thoughts run across my mind. The way it was in my mind. So, when we were praying for a need, my ultimate time, the need is not met. And they quit. It's not, come on, is anybody? Come on. But you pray, and if you pray again, and you pray again, and you pray again. And that thought crossed my mind. The scriptures ran through my mind as well as my heart. I just want to share just with you real briefly, just to encourage. Well, first, this is going to encourage me. And hopefully, it will encourage me. And husband, I'm the first partaker of the fruit, the Bible says. But as I began to pray over Steve, just in my own heart, I was so stirred how the Lord began to minister to me that what the scripture says here, that when you and I have a need, we all know God is well able to meet the need. Anybody in here got any question that you want God to meet the need? Is anything too hard, man? We know that's not the issue. The issue is not candy. We know He can do anything. What trips us up every now and again is, Lord, why? Why am I still here? Why is it taking in my life so long? Why hasn't it happened? Oh, wow. Why am I struggling? Why? And Deuteronomy chapter 8. We know what the scripture says here, and I'm going to read it in a second, but the thought ran through my mind, you know what? If every need had God answered like this, I mean, it's just every time you went to me, it's like that. Do you think you might forget some of what He does? Do you think you might have a tendency just blow off of you? That He doesn't hear you. He says, just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. So, the Lord says this to the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 8:3, He said, so He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your father, that He might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds of the mouth of God. So He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know. As often is the case, when we find ourselves in a hostile situation, and we're praying for an answer, and the answer comes from a source which we knew nothing about, which we would try to fabricate and put something together to make it work ourselves, God brings an answer. I just happened to be last week. I was looking at something that needed to be changed. I couldn't change it. I didn't have to change it. All I know is, Father, I trust You because You're my God. Let me get a message. And then, so I'm looking for the answer to come from over here and all the way from over here. It just doesn't happen this way. All the way from over here. The answer comes, supplies the need. And I'm looking there again saying, Lord, thank You. And how You do it? He said, I fed you with manna, which you did not know. And your father didn't know, that He might make you know. You know, and oftentimes, for the Lord to teach us something, He has to take us someplace that we know nothing about. But beloved, we don't like it.
been a police. I've never been here before. I don't know what this is like. I've never been. Lord, help me. I don't know exactly. Lord, help me. Because I don't know exactly that's what it's designed to do. To make you cry out to me so that you will know me in the midst of that place that you know nothing about. You will know who I am. Listen, in the midst of the place that you don't know anything about, God says you will know me. You will know me. Why? Because I'm going to reveal myself to you. He says it here. He says, I fed you with matter which you did not know, nor did you follow. And I might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So in that place, we're seemingly without, the children of Israel trapped in the wilderness, are in the wilderness, they have nowhere to feed themselves. The Father said, I'm going to feed you. So he sends manna from heaven, cool from earth. All of those people, cool, would have thought that bread falls from the sky. That's just not how it's done. So the Lord will meet your need. The Lord will meet your need. The Lord will meet your need. Your government did not wear out on you, nor did your looks swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that the man chastens his son, so the Lord loves him to live with him. Keep the commandments of the Lord your God. The Lord brought them through all of that wilderness so that they would know who he is. One of the scriptures. This isn't the message that I'm hoping for next week. One of my favorite scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 reads, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance in heaven. You know, God promised Abraham that he would inherit the land of Canaan. He said, Abraham, come out from us, your people. Go to a land that I will show you. I'm going to give it to your descendants. I'm going to cause you to be a blessing to all the members of the Israel of God. Abraham. I share that with God. We are like Abraham. And that God called us out of the world. Just as he called Abraham out of his family, God called you and I out of our family. That family was the world. He said, come and follow me. You say, where? Just follow me. They didn't want to know where they were going when they got saved. Oh, I didn't know where I was going. Did you know how you were going to get saved? No. Did you know when? No. Did you know what? No. All I know is that faith comes by hearing. I heard his word. Faith planted in my heart. Now I'm born again. He said, come out from among them. And so the same call that Abraham God, you and I got come out. And we stumbled out and wandered out to where we don't know. Where we don't know. But God called Abraham to inheritance. And guess what? He's called you and I to inheritance. We'll get into this more next week. But just as Abraham was just sojourning, he was a pilgrim. He was a temporary resident in the land. He didn't own any land until he bought a burial. It was only two parents. So you and I are temporary residents. We're on our way to our inheritance. I'm sorry, but you may think you have a nice house. No, you may think you have a nice car. You may even think you live in a pretty good body. But I got news for you. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, verse 21 says, Jesus is going to change this lowly to be transformed into his glorious body so that we can live with him forever. Oh my goodness. He's called us to an inheritance. This is his report. To an inheritance incorruptible. And undefiled. You know, if you get mad down here, ridiculous aspect of the school that says that they know it is not worth anything. You have to spend billions of dollars to clean up. I don't know. In heaven, the inheritance that's waiting for you on a whole nother level. So the inheritance that corrupts will not defile the just not yet, but it reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5. Reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Who are kept by the power of God. Verse 8. For salvation. Can I just share this with you? The Word of God says that you and I are kept. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. You and I are kept. I know that sometimes you say, no, I muscled my way through the stuff. Oh, it was me all night that stood up and I did it all. Come on. Let's be real. You and I are kept. I lost my mind, but I pulled it through. No. He got you through. He kept you from losing your mind. You say it was so hard. I almost found it. I almost didn't make it through. No, God will not allow you to get beyond the grave. He will only allow you to come up to a point. Why? Because he's keeping you. So you and I are kept by the power. I don't know about you, but sometimes I want to climb and just explain. Jesus, show me what you mean when you say to me, I can't read the Bible. Do you? The scripture is true. You are kept by the power. The power of God resides in you. The power of God rests on me. And that's what we do here in the right mind. Some of you may question, but in my right mind, loving Jesus. So I want to say that by way of these two scriptures, the Lord's going to meet and redeem his promise. Where you got your purpose, where he's taking you, he'll be there with you. Let's stand to us. Father, we give you honor and praise. Father, we adore you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the fellowship of the Spirit and of one another. We thank you, O God, Lord, for the fellowship of your Spirit as he ministered through us to others, O God. We thank you for hearing every prayer. We thank you, O God, for hearing the unspoken concern of every heart of us as we cast our care upon you. Father, we thank you. You brought us this far, and you intend to make us on to glory. And so we thank you, O God, that our hope and our faith and our trust is not in ourselves, but in him who raises the dead. And you, O God, who calls for faith that be not building on. So we thank you for who you are and what you are doing in and through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that it would continue, that it would grow, that it would overwhelm us for our good and your glory. And we give you thanks for it. Everybody says, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you real good.